Hello, this is Liza Ferraro with the Waldorf School of San Diego. I'm here today to interview some good friends, parent and her daughter. Julie Joynson is our admissions director, but she's here talking to us today as a parent, and her beautiful daughter here, Milan Joynson Sikirka, to answer some questions about her journey. They started, I believe, well, I'll let them tell the story. Here we go. Hi, Milan.
Hi there. How are you doing?
Hi, Julie.
Hi, Liza.
So we're having some fun with these interviews and just trying to get a little bit more flavor of all the different people and their stories of what brought them here, you know, what was your journey like? So maybe, well, let's just start with when you started. What year was that when you started?
Oh my gosh, you were years maybe ago. Six, 2002, and we were in San Diego in a school that I didn't particularly feel like a good fit at. Milan did fine, I'm not sure I did quite as fine.
So you would have been a kindergarten at that time?
Yeah,
or like
kindergartner.
Preschool, okay.
Yeah, and it was a very academic public school. So they were reading and writing and doing math and worksheets. And I was just looking for something else, but I didn't know what I was looking for. Mm. And then I read an article about Waldorf education in a free magazine, the San Diego Reader.
Wow.
And it was a 10,000-word article, and I devoured it. There was a picture on the front cover with an early childhood teacher with two little tots and a chicken.
Oh my gosh.
Sold!
And that hooked you.
Sold!
Not sure if it was the teacher or the chicken.
Yeah,
but
it was just amazing. And I called and I just literally was like, how do we come there?
Wow.
And we came and we looked at the school and I was blown away by the kindergarten teacher's soft voices. Mm. And just the lovely smells. It smelled like bread baking, and the kids had rosy cheeks. And I took the tour, and there were chickens on the kindergarten yard, which I thought were amazing. And honestly, I know it's probably not the highest criteria to choose a school, but I chose the school because the teachers had soft voices and the school had chickens.
Oh my gosh. Well, wait till we do my interview. You'll hear the real reason I came here. It's just as good.
Yeah, such a vast difference from the school I was at.
Do you have a memory of, like, a real memory of starting here?
It was just so different. It was just so play-based and more about, like, caring for the children rather than, like, something I remember from my old school was just, like, whistleblowing. Like, why would you blow a whistle in, like, a 5 or 6-year-old's child's ear
like
to get
time?
Their attention.
Okay. Oh, in the classroom.
In the classroom, on the playground, whenever they needed him, it would just blow the whistle. But here it was, you know, with the soft voices, and it was just like, rather than demanding you to do something, it was like, oh, can you please help me with this?
Or they
just
start singing or something.
Yeah, or they start singing, or
you may put your rain boots on now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was it was just more of like a completely different, thoughtful, loving environment than it was just crazy to see the 180 from.
So who was your teacher at that time?
I had Miss Ford.
Okay.
Miss Ford. Oh my gosh, no, that's first grade.
That was first grade.
Miss Veronica.
Oh.
Miss Veronica, yeah.
Veronica Gunasekera.
Wow.
Was her very first teacher. And mine,
yeah,
by the way, because she had to take me in hand as a parent. And just really help me.
Thank God
understand.
For these early childhood teachers.
Yeah.
Feel the same way.
Help me find a different path, because
yeah,
I was on the baby Einstein. I was teaching Milan 6 languages at the same time. she was 6. I was teaching her Swahili, because I have such a relationship to the African language. You know,
okay.
I mean, it's ridiculous now when you look back. But at the time, that's what the world was telling me, that
yeah,
she was a vessel to be filled.
Yeah.
And then I came here, and the approach was so different and so calm, steady, very rhythmic. That was one of the things I learned,
what
that
was,
children should have a rhythmic
yeah,
life.
What was one of the hardest things, like, in the beginning that you felt like, oh my gosh, how am I going to do that?
Yeah. I think the big thing was Milan was going to bed at 9 o'clock. And at the Waldorf school, they recommended 7. So you can imagine, I can't probably
cut
say
2 hours out of the day.
Yeah,
yeah.
I can't say, night,
yeah, right? Yeah, that's.
And that's the thing that they said, oh, no, you don't go from 9 to 7.
Yeah.
You go from 9 to 8:45, and you try that on for size. And then maybe a week later, you go to 8:30.
Oh, nice.
And it was just such common sense. But in my initial fluster, I was like, how would I do that?
Yeah.
But they're so calm and so helpful, and really it was putting Milan in the center and saying, this is what raising children can be like.
Yeah.
It can be beautiful, and it can be calm, and it can be wondrous rather than...
Seems like it resonated so strongly with you. Like,
yeah.
you, the truth was spoken,
yeah.
and you just knew it, and
yeah.
you didn't know how to do it
yeah.
prior to that, right?
No, I mean, I think we're all, as parents, on a journey
yeah.
With these amazing little ones, and I only have one,
yeah.
you know, so I felt a great deal of pressure to get it right the first time. But they really are their own human being,
yeah.
and that wasn't how I was parenting. I was
yeah.
parenting, again, as if, you know, she was something that I had to fill up with information, and it was just a completely different way of doing things here. And then, of course, she stayed here and was here for 13 years, all the way through to high school graduation, class of 2015.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's amazing, Milan. I'm curious about, like, your transition. Do you feel like it was a hard transition at that age, or was pretty simple?
I think it was pretty simple just because I was so young. So obviously, like, looking back now, you can, like, kind of realize and think about more things, which is just interesting because, you know, today everything's so fast-paced, and the next thing, what are we doing now? What's for dinner? What's for this? What's It's just, like, such a go-go-go society that we're in, and that's just how it is. But here, it just really makes you think about... You put thought into what you're doing and really, like, okay, what am I doing? Am I going to give this my full effort? I want to, you know,
yeah.
make everything count, whether it's, you know, from little things to big things. So I think that was, like, a mindset transition that was definitely, definitely needed and worth it, for
and
sure.
And you had mentioned that Miss Ford then was your first grade teacher?
Yes, Miss Ford was my first grade teacher.
Oh, my gosh. So yeah. are you still, I mean, your journey through eighth grade, do you remember any highlights from that you
I always loved, like, camping trips and field trips, just because somehow out of the classroom it all just brings all, like, your classmates and everyone a little bit closer, just because I guess it's a kind of new experience. So for me, camping trips, going to Zion, and even, like, the medieval times and the pentathlon, all those things were just, you know, you don't experience those in a typical school, so it's just those things stick out tremendously for me.
I think as a parent for
yeah.
me too.
Yeah.
I think about that. I think the same. It's like, wow, dude, just some bonding or something.
Yeah.
Or just an appreciation of
exactly.
that this is so different.
So
know?
Different, but it's great.
But so great.
And yeah. I think it's a way of synthesizing information also, right? So you learn about the medieval times in the sixth grade classroom, and you're learning about the rise and fall of the Roman Republic. And maybe it's a little bit more abstract, and then you go into a real setting.
Yes, absolutely.
Or you're learning about the Greeks, and
yeah.
then in fifth grade, and then you go into a Greek pentathlon.
Yeah.
There's a way of synthesizing the information and bringing it all together into a real experience that I think you don't find a lot in other schools.
Yeah.
yeah.
I think that's a hallmark of Waldorf education, quite
I
honestly.
Do too.
Yeah, you're not just reading about it and trying to imagine it. You know, you get to experience it for yourself in this kind of little
yeah.
place and time. So,
and then you went
really
on to
special.
The high school.
Yes.
And tell us a little bit about that experience.
That was nice. I was looking forward to kind of going to high school, because obviously, you know, in the younger grades you don't get graded, which I think now is great because you can focus on really enjoying school and playing and learning, but without the pressure to, you know, have to get certain grades. So when I went to high school, then I feel like I had more of an appreciation for, like, oh, I really want to try to get an A, which just was motivating, not because it was pressure, but just because it was something to strive for and
yeah.
do my best. So I enjoyed the transition from kind of eighth grade to high school and seeing...
Like a real rite of passage.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really
And since
that.
You've been... Leaping forward, I mean, what have you been doing since high school?
So yeah, I started, I wasn't sure exactly what path I wanted to go on for study, because that's one of the other great things about Waldorf, you learn a bit about everything, so then it's like, oh gosh, what do I love the most? So I first did a little bit of chemistry, I ended up going a little business, and then I realized that I really enjoy learning about people and culture and kind of the differences, what brings us together. So I thought, what would be a major that could kind of fit that aspect that I love? So I decided on anthropology.
Wow.
So yeah, I have one more year left at San Diego State University, and
yay.
Then, yeah.
Oh my
great.
Gosh, that is really good.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw something in here as a proud mom that
yeah.
she would never say herself.
Yeah.
She just made the dean's list.
Oh.
In the arts and letters. Oh, that's so cool. School, under her major anthropology, which is really exciting.
That's a big
it's
deal
just a vindication
at
of their hard work.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was just invited to be a face on the school website, so on San Diego State's website, again, under anthropology in the arts and letters school. And I think that's nice. It's it's a nice validation of the work that she does and the passion she has for anthropology.
I just think what even my daughter recently is going through the SAT thing and how she's like, Mom, we just learn differently. I'm able to step back and describe and really learn it, learn a subject and take on something. So it sounds like you've just found exactly the niche for you.
Yeah.
And that's so exciting. I'm super proud. That's really neat. Good for you.
Thank
you. It's always really nice to see any of the graduates on campus. We always feel like you guys are like, you know, celebrities, frankly. It does. It feels because we've been here a long time and we know the high school is fairly new.
It's like a nice warm welcome back, that's for sure.
I bet. I bet everybody makes you feel like, yay, Milan's here. So, awesome. Well, I hope that you can come to the Rose Ceremony this coming September. It's
going to
be pretty neat because
I always love that. I have fond memories.
It's going to be
Taylor Ray
will be there, so that'll be that'll
participating
be pretty cool.
As a senior.
Bring some Kleenex for me.
Anyway. I still cry, Liza. I mean, I in a good way.
Yeah.
I'm happy tears, but when we go to the graduations, it doesn't have to be your child.
No,
because
I 100% agree.
All of the Waldorf kids are our children.
I 100% agree.
And we all know each other, and we've known these children since they were little.
I don't miss
watching
the graduations just for that reason.
Exactly.
I feel like they're all part of my life
and
my daughter's life too.
Yeah.
So.
And so I cried a lot at Milan's graduation, happy tears, but I also will cry at your daughter's and everybody else's, and it's just it's a gift to watch them grow over that time period and see them blossom from tiny children into full-grown young adults.
Yeah.
You know, it really is a blessing. Yeah.
That are know who they are.
Yeah.
They know who they are. So, Milan, what a pleasure to talk with you today.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely.
Thank you,
Julie.
Liza.
All right. Thank you.